It's like a little bitter god UFO. Gorgeous in the mouth. It's time to explore another beautiful trail here in Singapore, and this time we're in the northeast. I'm standing in front of an iconic island in Punggol, known as Coney Island. We're going to be walking that way along Punggol Promenade Nature Walk in search of some tasty thunder tea rice and Yong Tau Foo. Let's go! All right, it feels great to get started on this very picturesque trail with lots and lots of vantage points, lots and lots of water, and lots of greenery. And it's all part of the Northeast Riverine Loop. And it's a whole series of parks, green spaces, and PCNs. We're right at the edge of the northeastern part of Singapore. And this particular nature walk is very, very manageable for young and old, for families. It's pretty long, but it's also very flat. So it's so worth taking a little bit of time to just soak in the sights, the sound, relax, take a breather, and is that rumbling I hear? Is it thunder? No, it's my stomach, but it is thunder. Thunder tea rice, and that's what we're on the search for at the end of this walk. So, shall we? We have arrived! Just a short walk from Punggol Waterway to One Punggol Hawker Centre. And can you hear that? The rumbling is getting louder and louder, probably because we're getting closer to the thunder. Thunder tea rice from Hakka Lei Po Po's. All right, if you don't want to negate all that exercise you put in through that walk, then this healthy but hearty bowl of thunder tea rice is the perfect choice. This is the signature dish of Hakka Lei Po Po, the brainchild of Kumiko Tan, who spent 2 years painstakingly trying to recreate the childhood flavors of her husband. But you know me, I cannot resist. I needed to balance things out with a side plate. This is the bonus. It is Hakka Yong Tau Foo, stuffed, deep fried with a tasty chili dipping sauce. But more on that later. It is time to dig in. Look at this. It's like a garden in a bowl. Let's just walk through all of these ingredients. Tamarind, Highland, Thai Sin, cabbage, French beans, and this is a non-negotiable. It's the Pucuk Manis, which is Mani Thai, and it's got a slightly sweet aftertaste. And this is a very traditional Hakka ingredient. It is actually leeks stir-fried with tofu, so it's going to be very fragrant. I know it to usually be topped with crispy ikan bilis, but this is crispy KB. There's also Chai Po, which is the fermented preserved radish. And there's also roasted peanuts and sesame seeds. And it's all covering a bed of healthy brown rice. And I think the best way to go about this is to just mix it all. Mmm! There's so many things going on in my mouth. I can barely believe that it's healthy because everything is beautifully seasoned. So it's hard to imagine that the flavor of this dish can be boosted even more, but this is gonna do it. The Thunder Tea. It has been painstakingly crafted from a whole blend of different herbs. I'm just gonna taste it for now. You can literally taste the R&D that went into it. If you're not a fan of a very herbaceous taste, this is going to be fine because none of the herbs are too pronounced. Nothing's going to jump out and scare you. They're just very mellow. This is definitely not traditional. I'm going to do it anyway. A little chili sauce with a little bit of everything in one mouthful. That looks like the perfect bite. Gorgeous in the mouth, so yummy. It's literally layer upon layer of flavor. Everything has been so perfectly seasoned. And since I've already dipped into that chili sauce, I cannot neglect my side plate. This very tempting, loaded plate of deep fried goodies. I mean, you can see how generously stuffed. They're like stuffed to bursting. All these lovely morsels. Now, what's it stuffed with, you may ask? It is stuffed with a mixture of fresh minced pork and fresh mackerel. It's gonna make for a really yummy filling combination. What should I start with? I need to go with this because it looks so golden brown and appetizing. Ooh! I mean, what can I say? You've got a little nice, you need a little naughty. Look, it's like a little bitter gourd UFO. Oh. Oh my goodness. Okay, that fell apart beautifully, very tender, and quite a hit of bitterness from that bitter gourd. And it really is very, very juicy and meaty. It doesn't even need the chili sauce if you're not fond of spice, but I am. What a celebration of Hakka heritage. You know, Hakka Le Po Po is such a reflection of Kumiko and Ku's love story, proving that the way to one's heart is definitely through their stomach. And I'm so glad that I found my way here. My belly and my heart are full.